Okay, hello and welcome to Masterclass 3. Can you hear me and see me okay? I think I saw Kate and Eugene when I was logging on, and I just had to hide you guys because I just needed my little face up on the screen. Give me a hello to let me know that you can hear me and let me know that you're here with me live. All right. Hi, Eugene. What time is it for you? How late are you having to be up to tune in with us live here today? Midnight. Awesome to see you. All right. It's going to take a couple of deep breaths just to ground into the space. We'll wait and see who's going to be joining us live. I'll see you all as you log on. Carol's here. Beautiful. Awesome. I have a massive class for you today, and I think what we're going to be talking about today is going to be massive for all of you. And I'm just going to start by saying that as I'm coming into the class today, I think everything I'm going to be teaching about, I'm feeling. Marnie, I can see she's logging in as well. As you're here, say hi to me in the chat box. Give me a hello. I just would love to hear from you. And actually, I'd love to know, as you're coming into the class today, how are you feeling? Give me a word or a couple of words that describe how you're feeling today as you're stepping into this class. Like I'm raw, I'm triggered, I'm emotional, I'm in a process. And I'm just gonna bring my process to the session today because it actually is gonna tie in so beautifully to what we're gonna be talking about. Hi Marnie, nice to see you. Give me a word or some words, my friends. What are you feeling? All right, before I go into that further, I just really want to acknowledge you all so much. I am so proud of you all, really. I've had to be a little bit offline these past few days because I didn't have internet. It's driving me bananas. But, you know, as I've come back into the group, I'm watching you all, the way you're interacting with each other, the way you're supporting and encouraging each other, answering each other's questions, offering guidance, you know, that chat, that messenger feed that's going on that Mel set up with the readings, like, wow, you guys are blowing me away. You know, my intention with this, with bringing together a group, is not for me to be like a leader and a mentor and having you guys be my followers, you know, or participants. It's like we're all equal in this group. We're all mentors for each other. We're all guiding and leading each other. And I just really want to acknowledge all of you because I'm super proud of seeing how you're all showing up and you're posting in the group and you're initiating things and you're leading things. And that's exactly the type of energy I want to create. So I just want to acknowledge you all for that because it's phenomenal. And I'm really, really proud of it and I love it. And it's beautiful to see you all doing that. Okay, everyone's feeling kind of good. Good. Well, I'm the only one that's triggered today. We've got Harold's feeling calm, Eugene's feeling confident, Kate's feeling a sense of lightness, okay, Marnie's feeling a bit overwhelmed. I'm glad you're feeling great, Kate. That's awesome. I've got a lot of stuff getting triggered, but that's cool. It's going to be perfect. Coming into the class with all that's going on is perfect. Okay. Today's class is about clearing blocks and moving beyond fear. The weekend was a shit fight. Thanks for your honesty, Kate. Yep. We have Uranus coming into our sign this month that I think is going to cause a bit of chaos for us, which is going to be interesting for us Taurians. We're probably all going to feel it in our own ways too. All right, so today's class is primarily about moving through the energy of fear and moving beyond the energy of fear. Because when we talk about our blocks, when we talk about these patterns, like the patterns I'm going to be talking about in the class today, comparison, self-doubt, procrastination, judgment, feeling not good enough, all that stuff. It's all just expressions of fear energy. And while I'm going today to be diving into the unique and specific ways this fear energy plays out and giving you tools on how to work through it, and the workbook is all about that. It's got questions to shift your perspective around things. Fundamentally, all we're dealing with is fear energy. And the thing about fear energy and the way that it plays out is it has all these different expressions. Oh, Mel's here as well. So many of you. Oh, Brigitte's here. So many of you here live. I was just asking those of you just joining, I was just asking you to give me a word to let me know how you've been feeling. Marnie's saying perfect timing as I've been feeling those fear, that fear and comparison creeping back. Beautiful. This class, whether you're feeling it right now or not, is going to be a class to come back to. The stuff we're going to be talking about. Oh, Mel, feeling flat but happy to be here. Beautiful. Yep. I'm bringing the feels today. I was saying that I've got a lot of feels that I'm bringing into the class. All right. So fear will play out in all these different ways, right? But fundamentally, it just comes down to the energy of fear. And the trick and the challenge we face with this is the stories and the patterns of how the fear plays out is so enticing and so captivating and so real and so full of drama and thoughts and examples and evidence and proof and other people, we get lost in it. And when you start to try to unpack something like comparison or unpack perfectionism or procrastination, like you can get lost down a rabbit hole with that. And I'm going to give you some tools around it, but what we just need to recognize is it's fear energy. And that's where I'm going to open up with you. I'm going to talk with you around how do we work through and process fear energy and what do we do when it arises, because that is fundamentally what we need to focus on. And that's where you want to be equipped with the tools and know what to do, because when you can handle that, then you can bring that same toolkit to how to work with the different expressions of that, because it's just all going to play out for each of us differently, right? Right, let's have a look. So, fear energy. Let's start with looking at broadly the energy of fear. Now, oh my gosh, fear can play out in so many different ways. And you might even think about when you feel the energy of fear, what it feels like to you in your body. But for me, there's always a contraction. There's always some form of shutting down, closing off. Fear is a self-protective mechanism. It is an energy that arises to cause you to pull back, to hold back, to shut down, to step back, to come back into the comfort zone, to avoid, to close off. Like you'll feel it, right? Like very rarely do you feel fear and at the same time have a feeling of, and I want to move forward. And I want to step into that new thing. You usually don't. You're usually shutting down in some way. It shuts down the energy system. So you will feel it as a contraction, usually quite viscerally. And usually the breathing will become shallow, the body will become tense. You'll retract or contract. You'll go into some type of negative thinking that then amplifies that as well, is usually what goes on. And how do you typically respond when that energy of fear arises? Now, I was reflecting on this today because I'm actually processing some massive fear energy this morning, which I didn't recognize it was fear until I began preparing for this class. I was so effing lost in my story this morning. I was having a massive reaction to something and I was like so in the story that I was convinced I was right, and that was my intuitive wisdom talking to me. And it wasn't until I came to work through teaching this class that I was like, oh, Connie, it's just fear. It's just fucking plain old fear. Really what it boils down to. What do we do when fear energy arises? How do you typically respond? Well, you know, two things I noticed. I either go into a massive fight or flight response, and we will go into a reaction. We will get triggered. We will become dramatic. We'll want to have a confrontation. We will want to send that nasty text message. We'll want to be like, that's it. I'm done with you. I don't want to hear from you ever again. We want to be like, oh God, well, that's it. I'm closing down my business and I'm going to get a takeoff. There'll be some charged reaction. Sometimes fear energy creates that. And it can create a fight or flight, like get me the hell out of here. It can also just create a shutdown. And it can create almost like a flat depressive energy of a giving up, a hopelessness. What's even the point? This isn't going to work. I'm not good enough. I don't believe I can do this. I'm going to give up. It's not going to work for me. And it can create that real like heavy cloud. If you actually, seeing we've got so many of you here with me live, which I'm so grateful for, if you want to give me a couple of words to describe What's your normal, yeah, even you could tell me either how fear energy feels to you and how do you typically respond when fear energy presents? I mean, most of us just go right into the energy. We feel it, we believe it, we become it. We just get lost in it. Rukita, I lashed out at my husband last night because I feel I'm changing my energy and it freaked me out, so I got nasty with him. Yep, it can come out like that, can't it? We have that reaction. Thank you for your honesty. That's beautiful. Yeah. And when we realize, when we just peel it down, it's there's fear there, right? There's fear there. And so this is where we go, okay, and I ask you in the workbook, how do you want to be able to respond to and process and feel and work through your fear instead? And I'm going to talk about this. Kate, it arises as anger and frustration for me almost every time. Beautiful awareness. Thank you. Marnie, hiding away, feeling like what's the point? Going into fight or flight energy, feeling scattered and reactive. Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for your honesty. You've all described exactly what I've been feeling too. All right, so what do we do in those moments when that energy presents? This might, for some of you, this might be a bit kindergarten because I'm just going to talk it through in a kindergarten way, but I mean kindergarten in the just really simple and basic, but like I had to talk myself through this in this way today because when you get lost in it, it's so intense. But first of all, it's the awareness of what you're feeling and what my, okay, Carol, heavy and unmovable. Yeah. Eugene, contraction and shutting down. Yeah, thank you. Okay. So first of all, it's the feeling of that energy. And what my guidance said to me so clearly is you do not act from this energy. You do not speak from this energy. You do not make decisions from this energy. He was saying that to me today because I was ready to go into some massive reaction. And it was saying so clearly, do not act from this energy. Do not speak from this energy. Do not make decisions from this energy. Because what wants to happen is the energy wants to come out, but we actually need to be able to hold space for ourselves and process our fear before we make any form of decision, come to any conclusion, step forward in any way, shape or form. Mel, I usually want to totally escape, leave, remove myself, not face up to it, not deal with it, which plays out as either me trying to brush over the conflict to keep the peace or lose my shit and pushing them away. Thank you. Yeah, it's both like the massive reaction or the shutting down, pulling away. Yeah. Beautiful. So what we need to recognize is, okay, first of all, wow, something's got triggered in me. Now, my work here is to be able to hold space for myself and process this and feel through and figure this out, what this is about for me, and not get too lost in the story of what's happened, maybe initially, but then peel right back down to there is a fear here. There is fundamentally a fear here. What am I afraid of? What is this fear about for me? What is this really about? Now, the reason that's often hard to do is because you have to drop into a more vulnerable space in yourself. And usually what we're doing with fear is we're self-protecting. We don't want to feel whatever pain is there. We just want to go straight into, like, I don't know, throwing the baby out with the bathwater or having an argument or being like, that's it, I'm giving up, whatever. And what I had to do today was get really, really honest. And I'm like, oh my God, Connie, you're terrified. Oh, damn it. I really didn't want to cry today. I knew I was on the verge. I could feel the river behind my eyes. I can feel it in my heart. You're terrified, honey. Oh my God. Now that's the next layer down. So we can never clear the fear when we stay in the story, when we stay in the attack, when we stay in the reaction. We can only clear the fear when we are willing to really drop in and get super honest. What is this about for me? And we'll talk about it a bit as we move forward. Thank you, Kate. Thank you for holding space for me. I was even feeling, I'm like, I'm going to need the group to hold a bit of space for me today. I've been asking a lot of people to hold space for me recently, and I would encourage you all to do that. At different points. I mean, I've just been on voice messages with people being like, I'm so sorry, but can you just hold space for me? Like, I've just really got to get some stuff out. And me and my friends have all been doing it. We've just been holding massive space for each other because, like, there's big stuff coming up right now. Oh, sorry, my phone's ringing. That's a bit distracting. Thank you, Mel. You need to watch this back because you needed to hear you say that to yourself and then hear it. Yeah, it was so clear to me. My guidance was like, Connie, this running this class today is going to be so healing for you. So just bring whatever you feel into the class because it's going to be really healing to teach about it and work through it. So we need to come into our bodies, we need to come into our hearts, we need to get honest. Whoa, there's fear energy here. And then behind fear, you even have to unpack it further. Because we get to fear, right? And a lot of us still judge ourselves. We're judging ourselves when we're at the story level of I'm having a reaction. We're judging ourselves with how we're acting around that reaction. We're then judging ourselves for having fear. Oh, you're so weak. You're so pathetic. I can't believe you're afraid of this. Just get over it. Whatever it is. Judge, 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 judge. What we need to recognize right behind that is this raw, sensitive, terrified, probably like a little inner child that is right now wounded. And some wound, it could be the wound of I'm not good enough. It could be the wound of they're going to take their love away from me. It could be the wound of I'm going to fail. It could be the wound of I'm putting my gifts out and no one likes it. It could be the wound of I just shared that offering and it was shit and I feel like shit because like it just wasn't good enough what I created, whatever it is. You can feel like there's a lot of energy in my body today, so I'm just talking in a very passionate way. But there is actually a real wounding and a real sensitive, raw little energy going on in there. Now that's the work we get to, is we hold space for that part of ourselves and we listen to it and we honor it. We say, oh my God, beautiful, what's going on for you? It could be, I want to put my true gifts out into the world. And rather than berating ourselves for, oh, I'm going into comparison and worrying what other people think about me, it's instead, oh no, there is that little part of me that feels so raw and vulnerable in showing people who I really am, or in taking that leap, or in speaking my truth, or in showing that I'm intuitive or that I channel, or I don't know, telling someone how I feel. Or having that honest conversation, and then that's the part we come to. And already, as I've worked through those layers, I worked through them all super quick this morning. I came to the place of, okay, this is no longer about the situation or the other person. This is about me and me and how I love and care for myself through this very raw, sensitive experience. And then suddenly the energy around it changes. So I ask you in the workbook, how would you like to be able to handle and respond to your fear instead of judging yourself, instead of getting lost in the story, instead of having the reaction? How do you want to be able to hold space for yourself, hear yourself, honor yourself, acknowledge yourself, support yourself? The other question I ask you here is, what meaning could you assign to your fear that would make it more empowering? Because we tell ourselves that we're weak. Because we feel fear and we think we shouldn't feel it and we think we should just get over it and we think we should just be strong. That meaning around fear, or we make the fear real and true, that meaning does nothing for us. It doesn't help us at all. The meaning of, and this is a meaning I've associated with it, is wow, I'm on the verge of something big. I'm about to step into some brand new territory perhaps. I am on the very edge of my comfort zone. I am up leveling. I'm about to reveal a new part of myself. I'm about to become really vulnerable, whatever it is. Thanks, Kate. I'm glad that resonates. And wow, how cool is that? No wonder I'm feeling afraid. Anyone would feel afraid. But wow, look. There is some exciting, transformative, incredible changes. Like I am like on the edge of a cliff about to leap. No wonder I'm terrified. But I wonder what I'm leaping into. I wonder what's going to happen. It actually becomes, that fear becomes an indicator that you are growing, transforming, stepping up, stepping out, stepping into something new. And there's nothing weak about that at all. So I just want you to see this whole unpacking And I'm sharing this perspective because I went through it with myself this morning. And I was able to actually move through that super, super fast to drop down to this space that I'm in now of like, oh, honey, your little raw sensitive heart. Oh, you know, like just to have so much compassion for what I'm feeling. Yeah. So that's the place I want all of you to get to. And I want to know, does that resonate with you? And would that be helpful for you when you're encountering your own fear to be able to bring an energy like that to yourself? Because we're super hard on ourselves when we get caught in fear. We really are. Thank you, Mani. I'm glad that resonates with you. Can we just take a couple of deep breaths into all of this? Because that's really big. Whatever you're feeling at the moment, I just want you to breathe, particularly into your heart space, even if you're feeling good. Just feel into the part of you that is feeling raw or vulnerable or afraid or sensitive or like scared or whatever you're feeling, as you can feel what you're being called into now. And you can feel what you're on the verge of. And there is a part of you saying like, I can't reveal that next level of myself. I can't be more visible. I can't put my gifts out there. I can't express my truth. I can't go to that next level. I can't hit that goal. I can't make that money. I can't. I want you to breathe into that. Yeah, Mel, my triggers are bright. Are other people right in my face and I need time to unpack them? How can I do this when they're coming at me? Look, you might feel it right intensely at the moment and you might have to come back and revisit that later. So for example, for me, I knew I had to show up for this class. And what I really need actually, to be honest, is go to cry for like 3 hours. I know I need to cry for like 3 hours, but I can't do it now because I'm showing up for the class. So I'm in my intensity. And you might still let people see in that moment, well, that you've been affected by something. And you might need to just say, like, I'm going to have to take some time out because something's got triggered in me and I just need some space. And maybe right in that moment, you can't do it. But I'm like, kind of like, hey, Con, at some point this afternoon, you're really going to have to sit down and revisit what's coming up for you. I get that. My guidance said to me this morning, so what is going on for us right now? This stuff is getting triggered for a reason. There is a real purpose to it. A real purpose to it. Whatever is getting triggered for you. He said to me, these old perceptions and mental models are rising to be cleared at this time so that you can move forward in new ways. He stressed new, like there's real new ways we're moving forward here. He said the bonds must break, the bonds to your past, the bonds to your old identity, the bonds to your limitations. These fears are not rising because they are real or because they hold power. Do not fall victim to the story and get lost in your mind's reaction. Just feel. These are rising to be cleared. Allow them to move through you and move through your body to be released, underlined. Moving forward in a new way, underlined. Moving forward in a way that you have never moved forward before. So what's coming up right now is intense for that reason. Brigida, so glad that resonates. So whatever, you may not be feeling it right in this moment, but I feel like this month you're going to feel it. So we need to remember this perspective. Okay. We'd love to know how you navigate the practical side of whatever has arisen. For example, I had a situation with a friend that I reacted to that I'm now seeing as that fear of rejection. Beautiful. While I do the internal work, I don't want to not have the discussion with her in the interest of my boundaries. I'm not quite sure how to navigate it. Yeah. Well, what was being shown to me today is to where possible, neutralize our emotion as much as possible before we go into the conversation. Just pop in and out. So if it annoys me when that happens, don't worry about it. I'm like, just don't worry about the line, Connie. But as he was saying to me, don't react from the fear, don't speak from the fear, don't make decisions from fear, don't go into conversation from the fear. So I understand you may want to resolve it right away, but from the sake of energy alignment, from the sake of you really being able to communicate from a calm, clear, love-driven space, I would do some work to work through the emotion first. It could be as simple as, you know, I was thinking about what I said to you earlier and I realized it was coming from, you know, the wrong space. I'm sorry. I'd love to talk to you about this at some point. Now, you may not be ready to go talk about it now, but you might want to send a message like that that allows the person to know you're thinking about it and you do actually want to talk about it further at some point. And then maybe you want to do some work around that first. But we really, like, if we want to ensure that we're having a healing conversation, we've got to be coming from our hearts and from love in those moments. Yeah, definitely give yourself space first. Because we've always got to remember what is the energy that's going to be driving what we're saying. And if we're still coming from our wound, it doesn't matter how much we're trying to resolve and heal the situation. If we're still speaking from the wound, that's still going to come through. So I think it really is important to take as much space as you can to see if you can find the perspective of love, the perspective of your feel for it. Of a bit of your truth and your intuition and to speak from that energy. Yep. All right. Just a couple of deep breaths into that heart space because wowzers. So raw today. I'm also blaming it on, I have a Pisces moon personally. My moon is in Pisces and we're coming up to a Pisces moon. So I always feel this energy big time. It really, really knocks me around. Marnie, saying thank you. This helped with a similar situation to Kate. Yeah, yeah. Look, and I didn't end up getting in a conversation, but I was ready to have a very weighted conversation with someone too. And already as I was able to neutralize the emotion, I was like, oh, I'm so glad I didn't have that conversation yet. Because you're like fear and wounding, you can't see clearly. You actually can't see the perspective through in the true and right way. You're so clouded by wound and emotion. And we need to clear those clouds, just like an overcast sky. We need to let the clouds part a little so we can see the clear and true perspective and then speak from that space. Beautiful. Right, let's go into comparison because this is a massive one for all of you. I know it plays out and I'm going to give you some specific tools around comparison. You've probably heard the perspectives I'm going to be bringing on comparison. You've probably heard before, but I still find them so useful and they're so helpful as tools and different shifts in perspective to work through comparison energy. Okay. So the workbook's going to be really cool. Hopefully for helping you work through that. All right. Where am I up to in my notes? Okay, let's start with what normally triggers comparison for you. Now, I was getting triggered in comparison myself this weekend, and I know I've got two key areas. One for me is obviously in business. I think any of us who are following our hearts and our passions will get triggered by other people who are living what we want to be living, getting the results we want to be getting, creating what we're wanting to create, yeah? Absolutely. I also get triggered, and this is where I'm triggered at the moment. Carol, I'm such a high achiever in comparison. well, being a high achiever is a wonderful thing, but maybe we need to make you a high achiever in celebrating yourself, right? If you can achieve in one thing, you can achieve in something else. But we're going to work through it. The other place I get triggered, and this is where I was getting triggered in full transparency, is whenever I'm dating someone new, I begin to create this idea in my head of their ideal partner, who's not me. And I start thinking, why would they want to be with me? Surely they want to be with this other person. And then I like stalk their Instagram and find examples of this ideal person that I think they'd want to be with. And then I become really jealous of this person. It's a crazy effed up thing that I do. And then I compare myself to this person and I'm like, why are they with me? They should so be with that type of girl. They're way better than me. And then I become massively insecure. That's just, in all honesty, what goes on. And it's fundamentally, it's when I'm starting to feel really vulnerable in a relationship and I'm starting to care about someone that I become incredibly insecure that they're going to find someone better than me and leave me. It's that's what I've been unpacking. And I know, I think, would some of you maybe get triggered by just other women in your life, other friends as well? What triggers comparison for you? Let me know, where does this play out the most for you? And also, work colleagues, Carol, beautiful. I want you to start to think of an example because let's work through it as a group. First of all, let's bring the awareness because this is the awareness work we're doing. What goes on inside of you when comparison gets triggered? What do you tell yourself? How do you feel? What are the stories that start? Okay, other women who are succeeding in the ways I want to. Perfect. What starts to go on? What do you start to tell yourself when it gets triggered? Yeah, Marnie, I can totally relate. Seeing other people's success, although I'm happy for them, it makes me look at myself and why I can't get to that stage. I feel so blocked. Okay, so there's an example of a self-talk that starts. Why can't I get to that stage? Why aren't I there? Which already when we ask ourselves those types of questions, they're not very empowering questions. What's wrong with me? Why can't I do it? Why aren't I good enough, right? Body image. Los Angeles is so much about how good you look in your youth. I get really hard on myself for not looking my best. Ooh, wow. Yeah, it's a big one. I mean, that happens in Sydney as well. I noticed that here. Okay. So then, all of this sparks critical self-talk, doesn't it? Our self-talk goes down into some pretty nasty negative places when this plays out. Yeah. It does. So maybe unpack it in a particular example in the workbook. All right. We want to bring to mind one person, and I have clear as day a person in my mind. I want you to bring, Mel, sister-in-law is my absolute opposite in virtually every single value and way, but she triggers me as I always feel dumb, unsuccessful and meek and less than when I'm around her. All right. So your story starts of I'm dumb. I'm unsuccessful. I'm meek. I don't have these things. I'm less than. I have less than. There's things missing about me. So understand, guys, first of all, like that's your story. And that story was there even before that person triggered it. It actually has nothing to do with the other person. Comparison is all about recognizing that these people that are triggering you are teachers and mirrors. I know we know this stuff, but we need to be reminded. I used to remind myself all the time. They are literally teachers and mirrors. And if we can, when comparison gets triggered, like take the attention off that enticing thing we want to get lost in and really come back into us and be like, whoa, what's this story that's inside of me? That person didn't cause that story. That story about me has been there for a while. And I need to look at that story that I tell myself about myself. Because with comparison, though, we get lost. Yeah, comparison really discounts your own special qualities. Absolutely. And let's talk about this. So who triggers your feelings of comparison the most? Think of one person, and I want you to identify what are 3 to 5 qualities that you see in that person that you wish you had in yourself. So what this person is doing is they are showing you qualities, let's start with the qualities about this person, qualities that you want to embody in yourself. How I phrase it? Yeah, qualities that you wish you had, but you don't believe you do have, or that you are, or that you can have, or that you can step into. Now that fundamentally causes a real discord in yourself. That will cause you just to ultimately feel shit about yourself, because what you're actually feeling is a desire in that moment. You see something that you admire, respect, love in another, and you go, oh, they have that, but I don't have that. I'm incomplete in this moment. I'm missing something. I'm not good enough in this moment. Versus, oh, wow, they're showing me something that I want to embody. Thank you. You're my teacher. You're mirroring something back to me. You're helping me see something about myself. Oh, I didn't realize how important it was to be embodying those qualities in my own way. Yeah, not like them. In my own way. I didn't realize that those parts of me were really wanting to be expressed, that was something I was really desiring. Now, I just want to say in Brigitte's example, what is it actually really about here? Brigitte, maybe it might be about how good they look and their youth. But what would that give you? What's the feeling, perhaps, that you're wanting to feel about your own self that they represent, that they have? That's sort of, we need to go a little bit deeper in those types of examples where it may not just be, oh, that you want to have a body like theirs. It may be what it represents. It may be how you want to feel about your own self. It may be as well that you want to be someone who really values herself enough that she invests that level of time and energy in taking care of her body, for example, if that's what it is that you admire in them. So whatever you're noticing in that person, are these qualities that you believe you have and that you can embody? And most of the time the answer is no. We see it in another, and that's why we become envious, is because we don't believe that we have that ability. And that's not the truth. And that's why it feels so painful, because in that moment we're not believing in our ability to create whatever it is that we are wanting to step into. Carol, interesting. They trigger being more visible, but I don't like the way they do it, so I should see the desire but to do it in my own way. Yes, and sometimes we do that, don't we? We compare and then we judge. That's how the ego stops you stepping into it, because we go, see, you're being visible, but you're being visible and I don't like it. And I'm not saying this is you, Carol, but thank you for your honesty. You know, oh, no, but that's too much to be visible. I don't want to do it like that. But versus, I don't want to be visible like them, but cool. Visibility is a beautiful thing, and how do I want to do it in my own way? The ego allows you to justify closing off to stepping into that thing because you judge it as being negative. You know, you might become envious of someone who has a lot of wealth, and rather than owning your own desire to be like, you know what, I would really love to be wealthy too, you go, oh, what a dickhead, he's so up himself, or she's so up herself because she makes so much money. And the ego attacks versus really owning, you know what, I think there's a part of me that wants that, but in a really authentic, genuine way. Aha moment, Mel, beautiful. Brigida, I equate being attracted with deserving love. So perhaps, could I say this? Are you envious of the love they're receiving, the attention they're receiving perhaps? And you're wanting to feel worthy and deserving of receiving that love too. But you probably do, similar to what these other women are saying, have a judgment around, I don't know, getting Botox and boob jobs and all the stuff maybe they do to become attractive. And so you close off and you're like, I don't want to be like them. Versus, I want to feel my own attractiveness. What woman doesn't want to feel that? I want to feel my own attractiveness and sexiness and radiance from a beautiful, genuine place of self-love. That is a beautiful desire. Thank you for showing me that's what I desire. I don't want to do it the way you do it. Thank you for showing me that's what I desire. Beautiful, Brigida. I'm glad that resonates. Awesome. Goes back to childhood when I was given love and looked good and was held back when I gained weight. Bit of inner child stuff to do there. You know, and ultimately what we want to feel in our bodies, this is a bit of a tangent, but it's not even just about how we look. I think what we're all craving is just to feel loving of who we are. We all want that. We all just want to feel like we're good enough and we're loved and we're loved and accepted for who we are. And we have to start doing that for ourselves. Yeah. Oh, you guys are amazing. So this is where I ask you in the workbook, and I say, you cannot see something in another that you do not on some level already possess within yourself. I want you to imagine that person is your teacher or your mirror, helping you see qualities of what you're wanting to bring out in yourself. What are these qualities that you're wanting to embody and express more of? What are these people showing you that you want? What are they helping you gain clarity on around what's important to you and what you're ready to step into, what you're ready to have in your own way, what you're ready to express? I get so triggered by people who are really, really comfortable and confident being super visible. And then sometimes my ego's like, oh, they're so up themselves and they just stop talking all the time and freaking sharing about themselves. Oh my God. Versus being like, oh, you know what? That's triggering me because I'm feeling the calling to be more visible and speak more and really get out there more. And rather than judging that as being a negative thing, I need to honor that as a beautiful desire that I'm going to do it in a really authentic way and in my own way. Yeah. Kate, I get triggered by that too. Kate's like, I get triggered by the people who dance on their Instagram story. And I'm like, come on, guys, fucking get over yourself, really. But what we're triggered by is how free they are in just being themselves, which we truly deeply want to experience, don't we? We want to experience that level of freedom in our own way. Beautiful. Thank you, Kate. Maybe we should all challenge each other and do a group challenge to do dancing videos on Instagram. Yeah, nah. Yeah, come on, Kate. Maybe we can all post our dancing videos in the Facebook group. Oh, God. All you can do is laugh sometimes, right? So how would you love to see yourself practicing, embodying, and expressing these qualities in your own way? It may not be about dancing. It may just be about greater freedom in your own self-expression, whatever it looks like. You know, for me, my story at the moment, so, I mean, I don't like to talk about too much personal stuff, but let me just kind of go there. So the guy that I'm dating at the moment is like super adventurous man, and I wouldn't like fully call myself a super adventurous woman, but he's really helping me with that side of me. But a lot of the women he associates with on Instagram are super adventurous women, and they're so like rough and rugged, and they camp and they hike, and they're just so similar to him that I'm kind of like, ugh, like, why is he wanting to hang out with me? Like, I'm not good enough. And then I judge those women and I'm like, oh yeah, but they're not feminine and elegant. They're so rough and dirty, and who'd want to be like that? But what I'm actually recognizing is he's starting to activate this whole other side of me that I haven't been stepping into for a long time. Free-spirited, adventurous, wanting to travel, wanting to get out into nature, wanting to be rough and rugged, wanting to be more spontaneous. But part of me doubts that I have the ability to do that. Part of me is scared to step into that. Part of me wonders if I can do it as well as other people do it. And that's how it's playing out for me. And it's really, really affected me and created a lot of insecurity. So we just need to look at it and be like, okay, cool. I am seeing right now that I'm being shown that there are some new parts of me that are ready to come out. And I need to feel the fear around that and have the courage to step into it, because it's where I'm being called to go. And thank you for showing me. You want to say thank you to all of these people who trigger comparison in you. Thank you for showing me more clearly what I'm ready to step into in myself. Yep. Tell me if that's resonating with you. That's really helped me, that perspective. I also ask you to look at, to bring to life, bring into mind someone who has the life that you compare to, which we've sort of been talking about as well. I want you to look at what they have in their life. Now, this is a really interesting thing. Maybe a silent thank you, Carol. Oh, sorry, I missed the other part. Hang on, I'm just sitting on a cushion. I'm like sweating on my chair. I don't want to say thank you to her, but I saw. Okay, that might take some time, that part of it. Okay, beautiful. It's resonating. Awesome. Now, this is an interesting part of it. Here's another part. I want you to look at what does someone have in their life? What have they manifested that you haven't manifested? Yeah, this is in the workbook. What do you need to start to do differently to create something similar for yourself, to create your own version of it? Because this is really interesting. We can get triggered by people who have something different, a different level of wealth, a business, a body. If we got really honest, they're doing things differently to us. And that's why they have those results. They're showing up in a different way. Maybe they're taking bigger steps. Maybe they're putting themselves out there more. Maybe they're taking bigger risks. Maybe they're more committed to their exercise routine. You know, I remember thinking about this with relationships when I went through a big period of not being able to call in a relationship. You know, and I just get jealous of other women being like, oh, they have these relationships. And I'm like, yeah, but Connie, what are they doing differently to you? And I was watching women, I don't know, who were really putting themselves out there, who were willing to go on dates, who were taking risks, who were working on their feminine energy. They were doing things differently to me. Same with business. If I was to look at someone who's maybe earning double the amount as me, I could get triggered and be like, oh my God, I can't believe that person's making so much money, whatever. they're showing up in a very different way to me. Maybe they're being much more visible. Maybe they're really outside their comfort zone. Maybe they're making massive investments in mentoring, whatever. Okay, my story is I don't want to do it like them in relation to network marketing. So I tell myself I won't have that success. Beautiful. And again, that's how we close off. I'll come to you in a sec, Carol, because I want to talk on your point too, but I'll just quickly say on this. I'm the same with business. I don't want to do it the way other people do it. But here's the little thing. Can you do it in your own way? What are they doing? What are their actions representing? Does it represent being outside your comfort zone, taking risks, having conversations? And I mean, maybe you genuinely don't want to do it like them. But is there anything in you that's calling you in your own way to, if they're showing up, whatever that looks like for them, is there something in you calling you to show up too, but in your own way, perhaps? Does that make sense? Carol, I think sometimes I just need to check in as they are triggering me, so I really want that, or is it just that they have something I don't? I mean, do I really want that, or they have something I don't? Yeah, there's some discernment there. Do I actually really want what they have? Sometimes it's, if you boil it down a little, it's more about it represents something that you also want to experience. Because we can look at, say, a business. Perhaps this is about, I see someone running their business and maybe we're like, okay, I think that I want that, you know, to work for myself full time, or do I really? But if we actually look at, okay, what does it represent? Well, I see that person living a life of freedom. I see that person living a life of purpose. I see that person following their heart. Maybe that's what it is you genuinely want. And that may manifest in a completely different way for you. It may manifest as, I don't know, you get a part-time job and then set up a little side project business on the side. I don't know. Like, the actual external representation of it could look completely different to you. But sometimes what they're triggering is just something you want to feel, or sort of it broadly represents what you're wanting to experience. But yeah, it could just be like, actually, you know what, that's just my ego thinking. That sounds like a really good idea. And, you know, there's a little bit of discernment around that. Definitely makes sense. I know it's fear 100%. I want to delve a little more, but it's feeling like it's not about stepping outside my comfort zone and feel a fear of failure. It's also a limiting belief that's running rampant in my life right now. Oh my God, my lips are skin coming off them. Beautiful. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry about that. They're weird. They're peeling. So what these people are sparking for you, Kate, is the desire that, you know, there's a next level you want to step to in your business and something you want to create and manifest. I know financially it's important to you too. But yeah, it's, you're bumping up against fear of stepping outside my comfort zone, fear of failure, and this limiting belief that you have. Cool. So for this moment, we take our attention off those people altogether and we go, okay, I can feel there's a next level I'm being called into here. And I need to feel and process and support myself through these big fears that are arising for me, which really very often is like fully just feeling them and facing them. And then once we begin to neutralize some of the intensity around it, is calling in the perspective of your loving inner wisdom. Is trying to reach for the voice that comes from the energy that gave you that desire. Yeah? Because it's a genuine desire there, Kate, for something that you want. And there's an energy that gave you that desire because you're ready for it. And we've got one perspective of fear telling you why you can't have it and all the shit that's getting triggered, because you just need to clear it right now. That's why it's coming up. But where is that voice? Where is the perspective that comes from that higher loving, deeper, more wise part of me that gave me this desire because I'm ready for it. Oh my God, I can feel it in my heart. What is that voice telling me? I'm gonna cry again. Oh. This is what my guide was saying to me. We give so much power to fear, guys. Thank you, Mel. Thanks for your support. We give so much power to fear. Like, we just believe this shit and we never stop to ask for a different perspective. What is my higher guidance, the voice that loves me, that encourages me, who I truly am, my true potential, my true purpose, you know, where I truly came from? What does that voice have to say? It's going to tell me something completely different, and my job is to find that perspective and give more power to that perspective. Thank you, Marnie. Wow. Ooh, there's big shit going down. Good, Kate. Thank you. I'm glad. Let's clear this shit. Seriously. Like, I was voice messaging with my friend Danny Bowen, who runs Bowen Yoga Mats. She's an incredible woman. And we were just voice messaging so much about this month. Like, we are just shedding shit off our heart this month. There is just going to be layers upon layers of pain and wounds and old stories and fear and limitations. And that's why I'm harping on in this class about how to work through that process. Because I promise you at some point it's going to come up this month for you. Not because anything's gone wrong, but because you're ready to move beyond it. You're ready to move forward in a new way. And it's going to be intense because we've got to feel it and not get lost in it, but know how to process it and support ourselves through it, and then call in a different perspective that will call us forward. Because that fear energy is not going to call us forward. That fear energy is going to keep us stuck and held back and limited and in that effing cage of limiting beliefs that we have been stuck in for so long. And we are so ready to break free. My God, there is literally like a whole other world out there, a whole other level, brand new possibilities of things that we have not yet experienced. And we can't experience them until we clear this stuff. So it's going to be intense. It's going to come up. And I want you to have the tools to work through it. That's what this class is about. Brigitte, so glad. Beautiful. Like the tears, like let's release it. Let them run like a river. Like just like, whew, get it out of your body. Because it's just so ready to go. That's what I'm feeling. All right. I'm going to leave this section on comparison. You can work through it in the workbook. It's just about this conversation of how do we pull our energy out of consuming and how do we focus more on creating. I don't want to go into it right now, but I've talked about it before, that overconsumption of stuff will block your creativity. What we need to do every time is we need to pull our energy off and out of other people, and we need to really come back in to focusing on ourselves, to listening to our desires, to honoring what we want, to celebrating what makes us unique and magnificent and talented and incredible and worthy of all we want. Like we have to just, like, everyone else has just got to be irrelevant for a little while. And we're like to ourselves, honey, you are moving through. And Eugene, if you want to call yourself honey, darling, sweetheart, whatever you call yourself, but that's how I, as a woman, speak to myself. But it's like, you're moving through something massive right now, and I've got to be here for you. I've got to hold space for you and support you. And I can't go giving my energy to worrying about what other people are doing right now. Like, I need me. I need you. You have to be here to support me through this. So let's really hone in and be my own best friend and my own mentor and my own support person and carry myself through this massive upgrade and up level and shift that I'm going through. So we've got to pull our energy off other people for a while. Beautiful. Thanks, Marnie. So glad. All right. I also don't feel to go into that right away. I've got a section here on perfectionism. I might circle back to that. I just don't feel to go into it right in a second. Where do I feel to go here? I want to go into self-doubt for a minute. Let's self-doubt. Who's experiencing self-doubt at the moment? Where do you experience self-doubt? Tell me. How does this play out for you? That voice, you know, it questions us. It picks us apart. It focuses too much on our flaws and our weaknesses. It gives us all the reasons why something isn't possible for us. You know, self-doubt will tie into comparison. They can have it, but I can't have it. They can do it, but I can't do it. You know, when life or that deeper part of you gives you a big new desire, there's always going to be a part of you that immediately doesn't believe it's possible. You won't have any proof or evidence. You maybe have never seen yourself be that person, achieve that goal, express that side of you, receive what it is you're wanting to receive. Maybe you've never experienced it before. So you may not believe it right away. Oh, it leaves you feeling drained and weak and small. Thank you, Mel. It does. It's like this leech that just like sucks the life force out of you. Ugh. It's a really draining energy, self-doubt. And we can circle in it for ages. Eugene, I have a fear around leaving my job and going full-time on working on my calling. Self-doubt around managing whether I can generate the income I need. Yeah. Whatever you're experiencing self-doubt around at the moment, just call it into the space. Let's just call in this stuff and invite it on in. And just feel it and face it and just breathe into it for a minute. Go, yeah. I am standing on the verge of something I have never done before. And yeah, I can stay in a situation where I know how to do it. I know how to make money through my day job. I know how to play it safe. I know how to people please. I know how to, you know, be this type of person. And cool. And then I can have belief because I can predict it and I can just recreate my past over and over. Cool. My past can become my future. That sounds like a really fun life. Awesome. I'll stay in that place of just doing what I know. Yeah, that's one option. But then here comes this beautiful desire. It says to you, you're ready for more. You're ready for something different. And that fear-driven part of you that just wants to protect you and keeps you safe and keep you safe says to you, oh no, but you've never done that before. Oh no, but we don't have any proof or evidence that that's possible for you. Oh no, but that's really risky. Oh no, 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 no. We don't want to risk you failing, losing money, looking stupid, being rejected, being hurt, not getting your needs met, feeling uncomfortable. No, 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 don't do that. Come back off the edge. Come back off that ledge of your full potential and come and play small again over here. It's nice and cozy here in the shade. No one will see you. You don't have to go step out into the light. Just come and hide, little one. I'm getting this little like gremlin being like, come and hide, little one, in the shadows. Come off that ledge of your full potential. Don't leap. No. Come back to where it's safe and comfortable. That's what that voice says, because it wants to keep you safe. So when we get to that edge, again, it comes purely down to how do we support ourselves through that? Not trying to eliminate that self-doubt, because it's probably just going to be there. Like you get to the end of the ledge and you hear all those voices and you feel those feelings, but you still step forward anyway. And sometimes what we try to do is we try to get to a state of belief before we leap. How can you do that when you're stepping into the unknown? When you're doing something you've never done before, I mean, you may not believe in it before you do it. You may not. Like you probably won't have full certainty. And we're wasting time trying to find full certainty before we leap. how are we possibly going to find that when we're stepping into the unknown? It's like you jump off the edge and you build your wings on the way down. You don't spend 10 years trying to build these wings so everything's perfect and then you can finally leap. You just jump and the wings form as you fly. We build the belief as we go. Brigida makes me feel stopped in my tracks. I still have this dumb belief about not being good at technology to up-level my coaching, and that people who wouldn't want the type of offering and my type of offering and aren't interested in doing that with me. Well, we don't know, right? I mean, that's the thing. When you're stepping into something actually brand new, we don't know. I mean, maybe that's true. We don't know if people are going to want your offering or not. We don't know if technology is going to work for you or not. Yeah, we don't know. Every single time I put an offering out into the world, I just launched a new group coaching program. I don't know if anyone's going to buy it. I don't know if people are going to like it. I release Awaken Radio and I'm like, shit, I hope people like this. I don't even know. Like, that's the space, is you're not going to know. You're not going to know. Yeah. And that's the thing. That's the deer in headlights feeling, Marnie, is we go into analysis and we freeze. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Am I going to be okay? Is this going to work out? Let me see if I can just turn my light up a bit brighter. Hang on, I'm just going to turn it off and then turn it back on. Let's see if that brings a bit of light back in. So, guys, you might get a bit of sense kind of lighting. Self-doubt is keeping you safe and is going to cause you to spend time analyzing and never stepping into action. It comes a point where, yeah, you're not going to know what's going to happen and you're not going to know fully if it's going to work out, but you take a risk anyway and you give it a try anyway and you love and support that terrified part of you through the process. Now, why is being human so damn complicated? You tell me. What do your guides say about that? They tell me it's perfect. I mean, look at the perspective shift for a minute. It can be complicated or it can be perfect. It can be painful or it can be beautiful. It can be hard or it can be a growth experience. The perspective of my guides is always just like, why are we making it so complicated? It doesn't have to be. And here's the thing, we make it complicated because it keeps us safe. We make it complicated because then we can just stay thinking about it for a while. That's what I ask you in the workbook. What would be different if you 100% believed in yourself? What risks would you be taking? This is going to be a risk. Whatever it is you're wanting to do right now is going to be a risk. I'm even feeling that right now. Like, this relationship stuff I'm stepping into is so risky for me. And I was voice messaging my Danny this morning and I was like, babe, like, all I'm hearing in my head is abort, abort mission, get out of here. Run away, get out of here. Like, get out as fast as you can. Because I'm like, I don't want to risk this. I don't want to risk getting my heart broken. I don't want to risk feeling vulnerable, all this stuff. And another part of me is just like, just risk it, babe. Just risk it. Just feel the fear, just feel the pain, just go into it. So what? You know, and the heart, right? The heart isn't afraid. Your heart is just like, I'm here to feel. I'm here to be alive. You're not here to sit in the shadows under a tree eating snacks and, sorry, I don't know where these analogies are coming from. I'm just getting this image of like, me just sitting under a tree like with a pack of chips just like hiding, you know. Like, we're not here to live like that. Your heart wants you like on the edge, feeling it, experiencing it, living it, the joy, the pain, the expansion, the terror, like all of it. That's what we're here to feel. Yeah, Marnie, yes, yes, yes. My mantra for this week is less thinking and just step into where I'm being guided. That is all you have to do. You feel the energy of the fear. You feel it. You don't think about it. This is the shift. We don't analyze it. We feel it in our bodies. We feel the intensity and we go, wow, that is big. But I also can feel I'm being guided to take a step right now. And I can feel for that voice that says, honey, just take a step. Honey, just stay. Just keep moving forward. Just lean in a little bit more. Just do this today. Just breathe through it. Just practice some self-care. We listen for that voice. What's coming up for you guys right now? Just love to know. I've really got to stop sitting on plastic chairs. Oh my God, I'm like dripping with sweat. What's coming up for you? Just tell me what's really present for you at the moment. Let me see where I want to go with this final part of the class. Oh, interesting, Mel. What are you getting? Getting something about me. What's that? Tell me more. But also, this class is about you, so you don't want to get distracted by all my drama that's going on. I really didn't want to bring too much of my own stuff to the class, but it's just super present. I unfortunately couldn't turn it off. I want to do a final little component on something. What do I want to dive into here? Yeah, I'm just so excited about approaching my fears from this compassionate space, Brigida. What would that open up for you? What would that create or allow for you? If you were now bringing this loving, compassionate, supportive energy to your fear, tell me what that would give you and open up for you and create for you. Marnie, I feel clarity and perspective shift, a new way to support my fears and act anyway. Yeah, but there's just this beautiful little vulnerable part of you that needs to be loved and supported. Mel, and you need to, and that you need to keep taking that step forward and stop the stories about being heartbroken, being the girl that gets heartbroken. Because this guy has good energy about him. Oh, you may not be camping, but your wilderness is the universe and you live by the stars more than anyone that I know. Don't make me cry. I'm sorry, my friends. Like, I know I don't need to apologize to you, but I really just didn't want to bring so much of my own stuff here today. Yeah, my friend Danny keeps being to me like, Connie, like the energy with him is good, because she's super like tuned into energy. She's like, the energy with him is good. Like, why are you so worried? And it is. It's my past story around being the girl that gets heartbroken. Yeah, being the girl that, yeah. Thank you. Beautiful. Harold, need to step out of my head reality and leave the fear by feeling love. And Carol, where would love take you? Where does your loving wisdom want to take you at the moment? Yeah, Mel has a magic way with words. Thank you, Eugene, for acknowledging that. She really does. They were beautiful words. I mean, that sentence, let's just reread that because that was pretty cool. You may not be camping, but your wilderness is the universe and you live by the stars more than anyone I know. Some of the most beautiful words I've ever heard. Like, ah, oh, you know, when we feel this stuff, don't we? When we feel, when, you know, if we can, the way you're speaking to me, if you can speak to yourself like that, beautiful. I mean, you just made me feel right there. It's so special and so like capable and worthy just through a sentence. If we can speak to ourselves like that, we can achieve anything. Why don't we speak to ourselves like that? Brigitte, it creates the space for me to bring all of myself to my life rather than just a little bit here and there. Yeah, to bring all of yourself. I felt this earlier this week and freaked out a bit, but I love this new approach. I can feel safe with feeling uncomfortable. Yes, bring the discomfort with you. Don't try to get rid of the discomfort before you act. Bring it with you. Breathe through it. Lean into it. Feel through it. Thank you, Marnie. I'm glad that you appreciate me sharing what I'm sharing. She's saying she's grateful for me sharing what's happening and that she gets a lot out of it. Thank you. Eugene, I'm excited to embrace this perspective shift around fear. I love the insight of not acting while still being immersed in the fear energy. Yes, remember that. Don't act from the fear. Don't react from the fear. Don't make decisions from the fear. Don't speak from the fear. You process it yourself. You don't have to perfectly clear it, but you do neutralize it a little. You know, we all know that feeling, right? We can neutralize it a little when we feel through it. Okay, I love the perspective shift of the story I give to the fear. Yeah. I'm on the brink of massive growth, but only if I choose to. Otherwise, I'll be eating crackers under the tree. I don't know what that image is that I've been shown. It's so fucking vivid. It's hilarious. it's just the funniest. But how good is this? Listen to this. If you could tell yourself, I am on the brink of massive growth. Oh my God, that is so exciting. Ah, so cool. Mel, you're so right. Time for me to put the big girl pants on. Time to stop being so hard on myself. Thank you for being so real with us. I need to do the same. And love that, Kate. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of other stuff I was going to talk about in this class, but I don't want to muddy the waters with too much more information because I feel like we're on the energy here, like we're getting it, right? I do take you into some stuff around what other people think. Now, this is a massive part of what I was going to talk about today. I'm not going to full dive into it today, but if we want to flesh this out more in a group coaching call, if we want to do a little bit of work around worrying what other people think of us, we can do that. But work through it in the workbook anyway, because what I've noticed is the very thing that we fear that others are going to judge about us is the very thing we're judging about ourselves. So if you didn't have an issue about something and then someone made a judgment about it, you just wouldn't care. Like say like I was someone that loved my hair. Let's say I was just like obsessed with my hair. And someone came to me and said, you have really ugly hair. If I like fall with really just loved my hair, I'd be like, oh, you're an idiot, whatever. What are you even thinking? You're wrong. You know. But if I had this insecurity about me, I don't know, maybe that... Well, actually, I still have a little insecurity around, say, my channeled side. That's a bit weird, right? And then I saw there was a review on my podcast. All my reviews are really lovely, but one person had said they weren't enjoying the change in my podcast and they were they preferred it last year when I was talking about more practical stuff, and they're like, it's gone a bit woo-woo. And I took that really personally, and that really hurt my feelings. The reason being is because it was a sensitive spot for me and I was in myself already having a little bit of judgment of like, oh, Con, like you're going a little bit, you know, into some energy woo-woo stuff here. Because that was something I was already feeling in myself, I was more concerned about someone else's opinion. So this is where when we get concerned what other people think about us, again, we need to stop making it about them. We really need to look at what are still these judgments I have upon myself. Why am I still making myself wrong and tearing myself down and not supporting me in this part of me? What is this judgment? What is this story? What, that I'm attention seeking if I do a dancing video on Instagram, or I'm woo-woo if I talk about channeling, or I'm irresponsible if I leave my day job to follow my heart, or I'm... you know, idealistic for thinking I could make this much money. The very thing that we're telling ourselves we're going to fear other people are going to be thinking about us. And that's where, you know, I talk about perfectionism in here as well. That's where perfectionism is a mask. And it keeps us safe from having to see these parts of us that we're judging as being weaknesses or flaws or things that are wrong with us. We try to wear this mask of not having that be seen. so that the things that we judge as being less lovable, less good enough, we just want to protect those. We don't want people to see that stuff. And that's why we all hide, you know, well, what this stuff like that we have judged about us isn't lovable. And we're like, hope you don't see my stuff. I'm going to try to be perfect. I'm going to try to please you and make you happy. I'm going to be the good girl. I'm going to stay in my day job. I'm just going to make a certain amount of money that doesn't trigger you. And I'm going to wear this facade because behind that, I've got all this stuff that I feel is unlovable or not good enough or not something that you're going to like. So I'm going to play all these roles and wear all these masks. But if I was to drop that, like what I'm doing today, because I feel very safe with you all, like you're just seeing all my stuff right now. But that's a big place we hold ourselves back. And so what our work is we need to look at all this stuff that we still judge, that we still don't like, that we're still not loving. It's not anyone else's job to love and approve of and accept these parts of ourselves. It's our job. And we seek others' approval when we're not willing to approve of it ourselves. See this thing that about me that I don't like? Like, do you like it? Can you validate me and tell me that you like it? Is it good enough? Is it okay? Because if you like it, then I'll like it. If you tell me it's good enough, then I'll think it's good enough. And they're irrelevant. It's my job to love and to end support and honor and accept and approve of these parts of me. Whoa, right? Was that a whoa moment, Mel? Massive aha money? Oh, Carol, I had an ex say to me that I'm not interesting enough. And any evidence that any words come out to say that, I'm so triggered by. Yeah. What would be the healing work in you for that, Carol? This might be a hard question. But what would be what do you feel is the healing work around if you've taken on board a story that you're not interesting enough and that if that ever gets, like anyone ever maybe points to that, you get triggered? I've got an insight coming in around it. I'm just curious, what do you feel might be the healing work around that? Kate, I saw a great speaker last weekend who spoke about validation. And I had an incredible takeaway. I'll live it into the group. Thank you. I feel like we'd really resonate with what we're working on together at the moment. Beautiful. Thank you, Kate. I look forward to hearing that. And I want to say, oh my gosh, hang on a minute. I totally forgot that I was going to get you guys to do videos at the start of the month. I completely forgot about that. Sorry, I've obviously been really swept up in my own stuff. Let's get on video again. I'll jump on video in our group too. Let's get on video, everyone, and just say something to the group this week. Yep. I'll post about that. We'll get everyone on video back in the group, maybe just to give an update on where you're at, maybe just to share something that you're processing. Kate, you really reminded me. Thank you. Carol, find the evidence within myself that I'm not and rely and not rely on the words of others. Yeah. And actually, you know, sometimes what it actually again triggers is it's almost something that we want to be, but again, we don't believe we can. Because I sort of feel like there is a lot of things that are interesting about you. Maybe one, you don't let them be seen. And maybe two, you're being called to actually explore more things that would create this interesting. I don't know. I already feel like you're a really interesting person from, I know from talking to you, the perspectives that you have. And one, I think it's about expressing that outwardly more. But two, I almost feel like for you, for some reason, I'm getting this image of you like going off to explore different classes and short courses and just doing different things. I feel like almost your soul is wanting you to break out and actually not become more interesting because I mean, how do we even measure that? But I almost feel like it's wanting to call you into being like, come on, Carol, let's go do some things that are a bit different. And maybe that's why it sort of triggers you, because on some level it activates that feeling of, yeah, maybe there is some interests or things about me that are interesting that I am wanting to explore and express more. And maybe that person was a teacher helping me see that I haven't fully been stepping into that side of me. Yeah. I don't know, Carol, I'm kind of feeling like we need to show people a bit more this side of you. You're like, I'm definitely someone who loves variety in life. Yeah, I just feel like it's kind of like a letting it. There's stuff that wants to come out of you. And because I always know when people say that about me, if anyone ever tells me I'm boring, which my sister always seems to tell me that I am, a little bitch, but she does, it always sparks this desire of like, no, I'm interesting and I almost want to become more interesting now. Maybe it's my stubborn Taurean side wanting to prove her wrong. I'm like, yeah, I want to be more interesting. I'm going to go pole dancing, which I'm actually going to do. I'm really excited about. I'm going to go pole dancing and I'm going to go on this adventure and I'm spread everywhere. I'm going to go hiking and I'm going to do this. And I almost think it actually activates the desire to go and be the very thing that she's telling me that I'm not. So sometimes when people trigger us and point out those things, they can actually really spark a new desire in us. Wow. You know, I could talk to you forever, but I think we're going to have to wrap up. Okay. You guys are amazing. And oh my God, thank you for interacting with me so much today. Thank you for holding space for me. Thank you for your honesty. Give me your biggest takeaway from today. What's been your biggest takeaway from today's class? You might've already told me. Or how are you feeling? Just give me something as we wrap up, just so I know where you're at. Let's see if there's anything else. Look, I haven't gone through all of the workbook here. If you bump up against stuff in the workbook that I didn't cover in the class that you want to talk about, just come and ask about it in the group. I will jump on. I have a call at 11:30. I might jump on really quickly live in our Facebook group after this and just quickly riff about the videos that I want you guys to do. And then, yeah, I'm going to wrap up this class for now. But really ultimately what this is about is not getting lost in the fear, feeling the fear, having the tools to work through and process our fear, leaning into the fear, loving and speaking to ourselves in those beautiful, kind, empowering ways, encouraging ourselves to get to that edge and just leap. Really focusing in on us, like taking our focus off the comparison, the people triggering us, the worrying what other people think, the, all that external stuff, and really coming in to honor our magnificence, to see, yeah, to say thank you. Thank you for triggering me. Thank you for showing me this stuff. Thank you. But now I come back in and I go, okay, what's my desire? What do I want? How can I love and support myself through this? How can I be that cheerleader, that mentor, that loving support person as I begin to go through this massive period of growth? All right. Takeaways. Kate, locate the voice that the desire came from and channel my energy forward from there. Yes. So good. Marnie, feeling inspired to validate myself. I will feel the fear and do it anyway. Beautiful. Eugene, for me, the biggest takeaway is when facing fear, not to give power to the thoughts that keep you in fear. Yeah. But to the exciting opportunity waiting for you on the other side. Yes. Mel, I need a mirror. I need to thank my sister-in-law for holding up a mirror to some elements that I want to embody. And I can embrace that without going on about it in the same awful way that she does. Okay, I still have some work to do about judgment. And look, you know, maybe she does do it in an awful way. Maybe it's coming from an unconscious space. We have compassion for people who haven't really come to that level of self-awareness that we've come to. It's a hard, you know, it's not fun being unconscious sometimes. I mean, actually, maybe it's easier, but it can be painful. Beautiful. She is showing you what you're ready to embody and step into, Mel. Marnie, thank you for being an amazing, beautiful soul. Thank you. I've gotten so much out of today's class. Thank you so much. Peter, I just love this new approach to giving voice to what's under our fear. Please find that sensitive, raw part of you, the part behind the fear. The fear is the armor. Don't get caught up in the armor and the story and the drama. There's something behind it you need to support yourself through. Yep. Yeah, Kate loves what Eugene said, so do I. Carol, comparison trigger is the desire and the awareness of it. Yeah, so the trigger comes and then you really come back into yourself. All right, what is this triggered in me? What is this showing me that I want, that I desire, that I'm ready to step into in my own way that I want to embody? Beautiful. I love you guys so much. I really do. Like, wow. Wow, right? Wow. No words. All right. I'm going to leave you all to process this. I will upload this today. Now that I had the most amazing internet guy last night, like I'd been on the internet with, on the phone with so many people and had a little angel last night that just got my net all back and I'm all sorted. All right. Yeah. I will see you in the Facebook group, my loves. Keep communicating, sharing, keep supporting each other, keep encouraging each other. If I'm ever not in there to answer a question, you show up, answer the question for someone. You know, we're all mentors for each other. You're all leaders. Yeah. And that's the game we're playing now in this group. So I will see you in the Facebook group and have a magic, beautiful day. I love you. Go team. Yeah. Go team. All right. Thanks, everyone. Love you lots. See you later.